I want to thank Oleg for his explanations about the Russian situation. I think that's very useful because the plans which were discussed in the last years by the IAEA will also concern Russia. So, for the beginning, I will show some slides very short because we have discussed this all in the last hours in our meeting. Military or civil, this we have heard this several times that it's not possible to separate these both processes. I've only written here some ideas about the amount of radioactive waste, high-level waste, which has to be put somewhere in a secure and safe place in our world. The IAEA is dealing with these things since years, and in 1997 they agreed upon a convention, the Joint Convention on the Safety of Spent Fuel and Radioactive Waste. And in this convention, it was a rule that the radioactive waste should stay in the countries they have produced it. In the last years, they defined a new principle, which could be the death of this one. In 2004, the general director of the IAEA commenced a working group to think about multilateral approaches to the nuclear fuel cycle. The reason for that is that the IAEA tries to find a way how you can promote nuclear power and in the same time can prevent that the countries who use this civil nuclear power organize them fissile material for military purposes. The non-proliferation treaty allows this, as we have heard today also once more, it also allows nuclear explosions for peaceful purposes. This is only a short picture of what Ulla described yesterday, very impressive, the distribution of countries with nuclear bombs. So it should only remember us that this is the big problem we have with nuclear power. Multinational approaches, this is what the IAEA expert groups found out. They found out the civil nuclear fuel cycle has been used to support weapons programs in a few instances. I think it were not only such few, it were a lot of. This was despite strengthened IAEA safeguards. Clearly, it is not desirable from a non-proliferation point of view that every state with nuclear research and or nuclear energy programs should necessarily establish its own enrichment and reprocessing facility. That's what they want to hinder. That's what they want to prevent. And it's understandable that countries which are non-nuclear weapon states at the moment try to are not willing to let the nuclear weapon states monopolize the technology. And that's what the big discussion is between the IAEA and the Iran. In this report, and in after this report was published in 2005, there was a big congress in Russia, in Moscow, and this congress was sponsored by the IAEA, and there the Russian Federation offered to take spent fuel for reprocessing and for further treatment. Not at this time it was not that they offered to do it for a final disposal, but they said they would take it, and the IAEA, especially the IAEA, praised the system they had in the old Soviet Union, the system of leasing and take back of fuel, because we have seen this in Hungary and in Czech and in the Slovak Republic, that the Soviet Union delivered them nuclear fuel for the VVER 440 plant, and they took this fuel back after irradiation in the plant. This was going on until 1989, then it stopped. And most of these countries had contracts with the Soviet Union, and this system was especially praised by the IAEA because the countries don't own this spent fuel, which is the basis for production of plutonium or for nuclear bombs. And the IAEA in this report recommends this kind of system as for an international system for these countries which don't have their own reprocessing and enrichment. And they would like to convince all the countries that they should do that. So I have written on the next slide, this is kind of a timetable what the IAEA has discussed and what they have done. In September 2006, which is not that long ago, at the IAEA Congress, they had a special event about the new framework for the utilization of nuclear energy in the 21st century. The subtitle was Assurances of Supply and Non-Proliferation. And they discussed, I think, 2 days, a lot of proposals about new fuel cycles, new production systems, about guaranteed fuel supply for countries which don't have nuclear power or own enrichment facilities, own nuclear fuel facilities, and all these things led in March 2007. They went one step further. In Siberia, the IAEA signed an agreement with Russia to build a working group for developing of an international fuel cycle center. At this time, they thought about somewhere in Siberia. In the report they published in 2005, they also had a place in Siberia, which the Russian proposed as a nuclear fuel cycle center. I cannot say whether it is the same or not. The first one was named Zelenogorsk, and the second one is somewhere in the near of the town where they met. And there is a big chemical complex called the Angarsk Electrolysis Chemical Complex, and they said they want to build this fuel cycle center there. So they are now developing it. They don't have it now, but I think that we, the anti-nuclear movement, have a lot of reasons why we should prevent such a multinational fuel cycle center, and we have started to criticize this in the year 2005 at the same time when the IAEA presented this discussion in its general conference. We brought it in Austria to the press and also to the international press. The reasons against it, I will only short report. I think some of the most important things is that an international nuclear fuel cycle center will probably lead to a reprocessing center at this place, and it could also, because the IAEA prefers this, it could also end in the nuclear waste storage at this place, because Mr. El Baradei explained at the Congress that it could be a help to convince nuclear states who want to use nuclear fuel to get it from this fuel cycle center if they can close the back end of the fuel cycle by this repository. By a repository where they can take back the fuel and the nuclear industry is rid of the problem. And we think that it's a very irresponsible way to get rid of this if you put the spent fuel to somewhere where the people had no possibility to resist against this, because they didn't even have been asked whether they want to do that, to store that. The fuel cycle center will also require a huge increase of spent fuel transport through Europe into Siberia, which is an immense transport, about hundreds and hundreds of kilometers, which is connected with probably accident risks and also with the risk of attacks. If you think about this terrorism danger, which I don't know whether this is a danger or not, but all the IAEA is discussing about this. Every nuclear power plant has to be secure against terror attacks, but a nuclear fuel transport through Europe cannot be secured against a terror attack. So I think it's a very cheap way to try to get rid of the nuclear waste problem if you build this kind of multinational fuel cycle centers, including probably a repository for nuclear waste. So I think we all should think together about campaigning and measures to prevent these plans. Thank you.